One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Seven Inspirations for Success.
Hallelujah. I said, number one, the inspiration of the word. What I've come to find the word of God to be. How the word has blessed me and inspired me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Think about it. The scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's God breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Meaning it's an instruction manual for the life of righteousness. That's amazing. And I'm thinking, wow, scripture came from God. And it's profitable, meaning it gives you the advantage for doctrine, for teaching, meaning it teaches you. It indoctrinates you for reproof and correction. Think about it. If you were going wrong, there's reproof for you. There's correction for you. Then, as an instruction manual, what other material is good for life? What else could give you this advantage in life? And I've thought about it. I've not found a better material that's as inspiring. Think about it. Let me give you the next verse. The next verse. The 17th verse is wonderful. Look at it. It says, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, leaves nothing out. So I find the scripture was given to position me to be very successful. It says that the man of God may be perfect. That means excellent. I knew I was going to have an excellent life. I knew. Many years ago, I found some things in the scriptures that gave me the impression, the absolute understanding that I was going to be very successful. I knew it. It was a projectile. And you knew where it was going. It was programmed. I found out the word of God was given to program my life in a certain direction. And it didn't matter what I was going to encounter in life. I was programmed for success. I was programmed for excellence. I was programmed for prosperity. I was going to be prosperous in everything. Didn't you read about Abraham? The Bible says that he was successful in everything. Didn't you read about David? He was successful in everything. I knew I was going to be successful. There was no question about it. There was an inspiring document, the scripture. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable. It's profitable. Hallelujah. That the man of God may be perfect, sound, equipped. Go to St. John's Gospel. And this was something else. St. John's Gospel chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from verse number 1. And I want you to understand, this is the story of God's word. It's amazing. It tells us the story of God's word. But I'm not going to go very far because I just want to get to verse number 3. so you can understand. In this chapter, what John tells us is how the Word came to be flesh. How the Word that God spoke came to be a man. But what I want you to notice in these first three verses is what the Word was doing before he became flesh. All right, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is amazing. Before he became flesh, in verse 14, he was God, the Word that came from the mouth of God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. We're talking the Logos of God. The Logos of God. He says all things were made by him. This scripture that he says is God breathed. He says all things were made by the word that God breathed. He's telling us before it was written, it was God breathed. Do you understand it? This is the Logos of God. It was God breathed. Somebody had to get it and write it down. And that's why it was called scripture. So he says to us, what is written scripture is God breathed. Now that was God breathed. He says, it made all things. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. I thought, Wow, God's word made everything. What an inspiration. Hi, what an inspiration. Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I gotta show you something else. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, I'm gonna read to you from three translations. First, the King James Version. For the word of God is quick. The Logos of God is quick. Quick, that means, well, I got to read the rest so you can make up your mind. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's amazing. He seems to be describing something that's more than a writing. So I want to read to you from the New International Version, the NIV. Take a look at it. It says, for the word of God is living and active. That's what King James called quick and powerful. Living and active. Think about it. The word, the Logos of God is living and active. So when God spoke it out, all that time there was God breathed. It was living. It was never dead. It was living and it was active, doing something sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Let's read from the Amplified Translation. You're going to love this. It says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. I told you, I'm inspired by the word of God. I'm inspired to think what word this is. It's living and active. Look what it says. Making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. Oh God. It is active, operative, energizing, effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Blessed be God. Oh, hallelujah. And think about this. I'm going to read to you from 1 Peter chapter 1, Read from verse 23, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by this same Logos of God. Oh God, which liveth and abideth forever. And I'm thinking, that word, that's God breathes, that is living and active. It is alive, operative, energizing. Think about it. I was born by that word. I'm an offspring of that word. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Logos of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Look at the 25th verse. Oh boy. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Oh God. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about it. This is the very word that is so alive, that is so powerful. And it says, this is the word which by the gospel has been preached to you. This is what's come to me. This is what I embraced. I've got it in me now. I've got it. Oh boy, this is the same word that Moses got. It changed his life forever. That Joshua got, it changed his life forever. David got it. It turned him loose for God. Solomon got it. He was never the same. Then it came to Peter, James, and John. It changed them forever. I got that word in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number two, the inspiration of the Spirit. You know, I was thinking about it. The words of Jesus in St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, reading from verse 15. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Next verse. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com.